92.3 is FM Talk. There is
a house. Hello, friends. Welcome, welcome. John Potter, live and local. Let me start with telling you how to get here. We're live, broadcasting live. But you know what? For about 15 minutes, I'm lurking around Chuck E. Cheese, which is, for a man my age, that's kind of concerning. To find this place, but it's actually very easy to find. By the way, this is the weekend live and local show. I'm John Potter, 9 to noon. The address, here's what you put into your phones. 780 Smith Ridge Drive. That's it. Now, I talked this week about it being behind Trader Joe's. If you try to do that, you'll be lurking around Chuck E. Cheese, and somebody will be wondering what's up with you. 780 Smithridge Drive, and when you get to 780 Smithridge Drive, we're in suite 450. Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hello. Well, my first, who do you know these people, Derek?
Yep, that's Robert, Mary, and Jeff.
Hey, Robert, Mary, Jeff. Hi. Nice to meet you. Anyway, we are here at Derek Lee's brand new storefront. You know Derek from BrainHealthFormulas.com. This place is called Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. Now, we're going to have news on a big raffle we're giving away, and we're going to tell you folks what is here. It's sparkling brand new. So it's going to be a fun, exciting show with other guests and such, and I'm glad you tuned in. The weather is this weekend is looking absolutely fantastic. Craig, how's it going, my friend?
It's going beautiful. I just can't get away from you, can I?
Well, he is, folks, he is stalking me. Last night, we went to see the Cirque Alice show at the El Dorado. Now, listen, I hate when local radio and TV people post and they boast about the exclusive parties that they get invited to and go to and brag about how awesome it was. But this show was incredible. Your review, my friend?
I loved the whole thing from beginning to end. Yeah. I talked to Amy, the house manager, after the show.
Yeah.
Made a couple of suggestions for the people on the sides where we were seated.
Yeah.
Where you couldn't really hear the voice of the performer, except the singer. She was absolutely fabulous.
It was like, folks, it was like a lot of cool opera music that you would recognize.
Yeah.
And you're right, Craig. We were sitting alongside the stage, and we really couldn't make out what a lot of people were saying up on the stage. I mean, but just the visuals, there were a lot of things the performers said that got a lot of laughs. And from our position, I couldn't really hear. And you know what? That's partly me, because I'm getting into the "what did he say" stage.
Like, get off my lawn stage.
Yeah, right. But just the visuals, the ballet, the acrobatics, the unbelievable balance were just a total joy. This magician they had, who every time he held up his playing cards, they got
smaller and smaller
until he just sniffed them up his nose.
Yeah.
How? And we were sitting alongside the stage up close to the guy.
Yeah, and we can actually look up at the video on the screen behind him, the big screen, and you couldn't tell how he did.
He sniffed the cards up his nose.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep last night trying to. I did get uncomfortable watching the one guy who literally walked around the stage with his upside down partner balancing his head on the walking guy's head. An upside down guy. The upside down guy was like this big, heavy, stocky guy, and there's nothing to connect the two heads. His head was balancing on the walking guy's head. It was just resting on his buddy's head. And, listen, Kathy and I tried doing that when we got home. It didn't work as well.
Oh, you're talking about the one that went down the stairs and came back
yes.
up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was, the guy is upside down on his head.
Yeah, head to head. Basically, they had a little donut. I call it a donut, but it sits on the top of the bottom guy's head.
Right.
And then the other guy's...
Wouldn't a neck doctor be horrified?
Oh.
By looking at that, I mean,
I could see multiple trips to the chiropractor for me.
I know exactly, but we had a. I'm not going to keep talking about this all, you know, for just a minute more. We had a fun table. Isha Casagrande, Debbie McCarthy, Joe Dutra of Kimmy Candy. Kimmy Candy in Reno is still going strong. His little factory there on the east side of the airport. I said to Joe last night, after all these years, has any candy company tried to buy you out? And he says, no, I'm not really making any money yet. You know, it's obviously his baby, and he's having fun with it. He is Reno's Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, Craig and I just love the show. And it's called Alice,
Cirque Alice
at the El Dorado.
And to clarify, John and I didn't go together.
What's wrong with that?
Separate tables. You know, I showed up, and then he walks up behind me.
Yeah.
And
I said, I'm not going to have to carry you out again, am I? Because it was all open bar.
Oh,
and the,
that was fabulous. They fed us.
Well, now, see, people hate it when celebrities talk about the fancy parties they went to.
Well, I'm not a celebrity. I'm a button pusher, so.
You're very good at pushing buttons. And Phil is in Carson City running the show. Phil, how was your night last night?
Very dull.
Peachy keen, right?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know. See, he's envious now, Craig. We can't talk about that kind of stuff. All right, so what's going on in Northern Nevada today? Today, actually right now, I think, it's the No Kings protest, otherwise known as March Around and Crap on Your Country Day. It's put on by the real party with the Kings, the party of the Kings, who selected their last presidential candidate without her winning the primaries. The Kings, who chose their presidential candidate by invalidating the people's primary votes, you know that party. The Kings who told us who their candidate was, just like Kings do. That party that says Donald Trump is a king. And the city of Reno is bending over backwards for this protest. Would you believe the city blocked off curbside parking with orange cones on Wednesday for this downtown? I was on the porch of Brewer's Cabinet for lunch Wednesday on California Avenue by Arlington. And I said, what are all these orange cones in front of your place here on the street for? And the waitress goes, oh, it's for that weird King's protest they're doing. You want a third sandwich, Mr. Potter? I'll get right on it. Well, okay, I should have left that part off. But, yes, parking blocked off for 3 days before the No Kings protest. It's like something they do for Kings, you know, blocking off 3 days ahead. You know, that comes first. Not your car, you tax-paying peasant. So no Kings protest today. Maybe avoid the big streets as the city is so eager to close roads for them. And if you miss it today, well, don't worry because it'll be the top story in all the local newscasts. And you will only hear, you know, one side, and you won't see how nasty and vitriolic and antagonistic these things are with the F words on the signs and the people blocking cars and loads of trash left behind. The people who wave around their upside-down American flag, my goodness, what a perfect example of privilege. A protest that says, no kings? We don't have kings in this country. So I don't get it. Anyway, we're here at the all-new, just-opened, there's a lot of treats for you here at Derek Lee's new storefront that just opened. We just did it. Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. News on the big raffle in a bit. And once again, put it in your phone. You'll get right here. 780 Smithridge Drive and then look for Suite 450. We have a lot of cool shops next to this place. I didn't know.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff over here. Yeah. And my car is out front of the store with the big KKFT banner on it. So if you just look, if you don't see that car, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, don't. And you're near, you know, it is near Trader Joe's if you're going to Trader Joe's. And it's pretty close to Chuck E. Cheese, which I highly recommend.
Just if you stay on Smith Ridge going past the Spectrum store, take the first or second driveway after the Spectrum store and you're here.
Yeah, there's a road that goes behind these stores, but it's off when you turn right, getting out of the Spectrum store. That's how you get to that. I found it difficult, but I always find everything difficult. That's just me. 780 Smith Ridge Drive to stop by and see us here at Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 917.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey there, welcome back, welcome back. John Potter, live and local, FM News Talk Time is 9:20. We are broadcasting live at the all-new Brain Health Biotechnologies. Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. And the address, put it in your phone to find it, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. And we are suite number 450. Derek is catering this, or I think Kathy is his... do I say fiance? I don't. Am I pushing them together by saying that?
No. I think he's already said that on air. So
okay. I think it's a very good idea. Anyway, they've catered this deli tray. We have a coffee machine going. Lots of water for you. And look at all the products that Derek has been talking about for, over 2 years on this radio show. Okay, so I was looking over some of the pictures this morning of the train wreck. I should say train disaster. Oh, my God. You know, I just blows my mind that it's up to 30 train boxcars derailed. And what I was saying on the news yesterday about this, authorities say it'll take days to clean up. I can't imagine them cleaning this up in days. It has to be weeks. It's total demolished. Massive area of wreckage, just terrible. And how did it happen? So much conjecture, so much, you know, on Reddit.
There was some guy talking about how, am I on?
Yes.
Okay.
There was some guy on Reddit talking about, well, I talked to a Union Pacific guy, and he says he's pretty sure that it was a broken rail that caused this. It would have to be, right? And then other people are talking about the condition of rails in our country. And this is something I've heard about because I'm a train guy. I love Amtrak. No matter how bad Amtrak gets, and it gets worse and worse, I still love Amtrak. But the tracks have gotten so bad over the midsection of the country that the trains rattle and move and lurch so much that a big complaint now is people in the sleeper cars can't sleep, you know, because the tracks are in such bad shape. So anyway, we have, now here's the good news if you're into trains like I am. We have a massive historic train locomotive coming through Reno soon to celebrate America's 250th. The Union Pacific Railroad here out in the West is planning for this year and very soon a cross-country trip by one of the largest steam locomotives ever constructed, the 4014. That's these trains go by number. The 4014, they call this locomotive the Big Boy, which I always thought was kind of like a hamburger or something like that. But this massive steam locomotive, it's typically on display at Cheyenne, Wyoming. Maybe if you've ever been out that way, you stopped in to see it. But in honor of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the Union Pacific is going to take this locomotive and a sort of historic train on a coast-to-coast tour of the United States celebrating America's 250th anniversary. It kicks off tomorrow in Cheyenne, and along the way, through the mountain and the Pacific West, people will gather along the railroad tracks and take pictures, and there's going to be stops every now and then where people could come on and look at Big Boy and ask questions about the locomotive and the train. So tomorrow, and by the way, the schedule is kind of hard to find, and no, I haven't seen this at all on the local news, and it's coming up very soon. So I'll tell you what I found. Tomorrow it departs Cheyenne, Wyoming, heading westbound, stops in Rock Springs, Wyoming on the 31st, and that goes over the Continental Divide, come down through the Utah Valley for Easter weekend, stop in Salt Lake City for 2 hours, April 2nd, and then go across the Great Salt Lake and stop in Wells, Nevada on April 4th, and then Elko on the 6th, Winnemucca on April 7th, and then it takes these other tracks up to Gerlach for a stop, then Portola, stopping in Roseville Saturday the 11th. Seems to be missing a city or two here, right? Well, not to fear, because on the 12th, Big Boy will then head eastward, stop in Colfax and Truckee on the 12th, you know, for half-hour stops where you can get up close and get your pictures. Then it's going to go up Donner Pass and stop in Sparks, but it's a no public access overnight stop on the 13th, and it's not stopping in Reno. The next public stop is in Lovelock on the 14th, and then back in Cheyenne on the 24th, and then it makes its eastward into the eastern United States trek. So your best opportunities to get up close to Big Boy are the stops in Truckee and Lovelock, the 12th and the 14th. So that's an unfortunate schedule for us, but I'm going to pick one of those stops, and I'm going to take the day off when Big Boy is there, and I'm going to go down, and I'm going to stand by the tracks and wave and shout, and I'm going to take pictures. And all those under 30 will be home playing video games. No, not really. I hope not. In local news, let me see if I have time briefly here. Local news this week, Washoe County introduced new voting machines. Was there something wrong with the old ones? No, I'm just, I'm trolling here. Okay. Oh, people who work for the TSA, our nation's airports, are getting paid. Finally, the president did an executive order. I have a lot to say about that, and I don't have time. So let me move on to the next thing. Of course, we had a game-changing moment for social media this week with a damning verdict for two of the world's most popular digital platforms. Let me put that off because I have an awful lot to say about that, too. Social Security. Okay. And listen, I'm old, so I this matters to me. A Senate committee in D.C. will hear from the Social Security Administration about the prediction that the SSA benefits will be insolvent in 6 years. Channel 4 posted a poll on their website. It read, vote, would you support cutting Social Security benefits to reduce the national deficit, yes or no? And when I voted Wednesday, no, it was 96% no. I mean, let me get this straight. They take our money without asking to save it for us so we have it when we're older, but now they want to use it to cover their spending habits?
No!
So I don't know if that poll is still up, and, you know, the poll's not going to change anything, but we don't have a voice in this at all, do we? Let me see. I want to talk about the deployment from the Nevada National Guard coming up. Yeah, I want to talk about that. Get the latest on the war, or I'm sorry, the incursion. Let me see. A good friend of mine, I haven't talked to this person in years. He moved to California, and he moved back to Nevada, and he's living in Austin, Nevada. and we reconnected because he got the 99.1 FM Talk app. And I just got that app. And I mean, I've been with this station over 4 years. And
you're technologically challenged, John. Now, well, but I'm surprised that you actually got the app finally.
I got it working. No, it's not difficult. You load the app, and then you press the arrow, and it plays.
And it's not just doing that. If you go into the little text bubble, touch that.
Oh, that's way beyond me now. Now you're confusing me.
Well, I'm trying to tell the audience that they can actually send us shout-outs. And we can get audio from those shout-outs and play it on the air.
You're getting way too technical. Listen, the push the arrow and you hear
it. You play, yep.
There you go. I am sit and play. What do they call that? Anyway, I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to talk to Derek Lee up next. Stop by and say hi, folks, and check out these amazing contraptions. I think Derek has another word for them. Here at the all-new Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies lab and store. The lab is here too, but the store is here, and we're giving away a huge raffle, something that's worth $500. And for the shoppers, we have a great 2-for-1. Buy two, get one free on everything here. But you don't have to go online. You just stop in the store here, brainhealthformulas.com, and the name of the store, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. I'm here with Craig until noon at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. And then put that in your phone and then do, how are you doing, sir? Suite 450. Okay. 780 Smith Ridge Drive near Trader Joe's. I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News and local news from Greg Neft, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Oh, this is so cool. Everybody's coming in talking to Derek here and learning all about his products. I'm John Potter, live and local. The store just opened, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies, the address 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Then look for Suite 450. Hi, Ron.
Hi, how you doing, Tom?
John.
Oh, John.
Big fan, are you?
Tom's right over there. He's visiting.
All right. Well, listen, man, you brought me a gift here. It is a T-shirt, and it reads, "What happens in Reno? Only we know." Now, what is all this about?
Well, I met a gentleman at the Terrace Lounge at Peppermill about a year ago.
Nice place.
Nice place. Very, very nice. And we both been drinking some personality. And he said, "Hey, you know, Vegas has what happens in Vegas? You know, only all that good stuff." And he said he had a saying for Reno. "What happens in Reno? Only we know." I loved it. I said, "Are you doing anything with it?" And he said, "No." I asked him, "Can I have that?" And he said, "Yes." I'm in the process of having it trademarked and promote that. There's T-shirts all around.
You know what I like about this, Ron, is that it makes us sound exclusive. The only we know. It's not exactly anti-tourist, but it's like we're VIPs because we're locals. That thing, "What happens in Reno? Only we know." Exclamation point. Anyway, you stop by not just to see me. You have been using these products for how long?
Mainly Restore for over 3 months. I'm 71 years old. I act like I'm 51.
Okay. I say this all the time. I'm 72 and I feel like I'm 30 again when I, you know, lived in Vegas or something. This is, so which ones do you take? You take Restore?
Restore is the main one.
Yes. And what else?
Dexol or...
Dapoxil?
Dapoxil, yes. Yeah, it's great. A testimonial, I've invested in myself. That's what I wanted to do. And it's getting residual off of it. I am out all the time getting things done.
71 years old. Okay, drop down and give me 50. There he goes, folks. There he goes. Stop it. Well, thank you for the shirt.
It's all cash.
Is it really? No, he's handing me money. Oh, true fans. All right. Nice to meet you, Ron. Take care. Oh, look at this. They're coming in the door. Hey, Derek, come on over. It's your time now. It's hectic here. 780 Smithridge Drive, Suite 450. Well, congratulations, sir.
Thank you,
look,
John.
Look at that, dress up with a suit here.
Well, got to represent.
Oh, my gosh. I should have worn it. This is very special. I was just talking to Ron. He's been talking about, he's been taking your products for 3 months, the Restore and Dopexol.
Mm-hmm.
And he dropped down and did 50 push-ups. It's
amazing.
71 years old. No, I'm trying to make you look good, Ron, here. All right. So, Derek, how do I gave the description of how to find it.
Yeah.
See you, sir. What's your description of how to find this?
You know, well, I just started using something on, like, Maps app. And so,
see, I'm a beginner to these apps. And so it sure makes things easier because I was saying last Saturday it's behind Trader Joe's.
Technically, it is.
Well.
So what if you're coming from, like, 580 and you come down McCarran, you turn left on Smithridge Drive, and then we're the first building complex past the Trader Joe's parking lot. We're on the right-hand side. And just drive down, you'll see the big 99.1 logo on the in front of our office, and we're in there.
Okay.
780 Smithridge Drive, Suite 450.
Yeah. See, I got here, and I was going around Chuck E. Cheese looking for you, and I texted. They have this thing called texting.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And I texted Craig, and Craig gave me directions. He says, where the Charter or Spectrum place
right.
is. Okay, you get out of that Spectrum parking lot, you turn right, and then you find yourself, if you turn right, on this road with all these shops and all these stores. Now, this location here, this was previously a magician store.
That's right. That's right. And then after that, so we actually ran into someone who worked for that magician. Who stopped by and told us, he explained everything to us, that magician was here for 18 years.
And then he disappeared.
And then he it's his final trick.
All right. Well, all right. Tell me about the big raffle.
So we just received our device, I guess we could call it, a scanning device that can do a four-dimensional scan. And so we can scan the brain. We can scan all of our organs. We can scan the kidney, the liver, the lungs. And then with this device, we can actually break it down and do a cross-section of every single organ. So we can actually see the vascular structure of every single organ. We can see how the vascular structure is working. We can see how the fascia is working. We can see where any cellular degradation is in the body. And we can start making corrections once we kind of identify the issues. And so one of the things that we wanted to be able to provide is so when people can actually see what's going on with them. And so at a minimum, this scan can actually show people of at least what's going on with them. So if you go to the doctor tells you X, Y, and Z, you get prescriptions, but we don't really know what's going on. We can't see what's going on. So what we're able to do with this scanner is to be able to provide so people can see how their heart's functioning, so people can see how their kidneys are functioning, because we can actually go into the depth and see people can see in real time how their organs are functioning.
This sounds like a huge technological advancement from the MRI.
It is.
I just had an MRI last week, and to lay on that cold table and hear all this clicking and clacking for 25 minutes, which felt like 60, was a terrible thing. And the way you're describing this, it's much more specific and
very
clear,
peaceful. Yeah.
But it's a clear imagery.
It is.
Okay.
So we actually have a PowerPoint presentation here that's just scrolling through different clips of how the scan can work.
Okay, and now you can explain to people what they're seeing and what this means?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating. People can actually see how their kidneys are functioning right in the moment.
Well, take like the liver.
Yeah.
Can you see fibrosis?
Yeah, it'll show. It'll actually show where the cellular structure is not working properly because it has low energy. And so it actually defines how much energy each cell has in the liver. And so then it can identify what the problem is with that cellular structure, whether there's microorganisms in it, whether there's, we'll say, fungus in it, whether there's...
Oh, my God.
But so all these things, it can detect what that is.
And I asked you when I first got here, are you the only one with this scanner in Reno? And you said you think you're the only one who has it in Nevada.
I've never seen it before. And so as soon as I recognized it could actually do that, my first question is this even possible? I'm like, I'm just going to go for it and trust that it is. And so we just got it, and I've never seen anything like it before.
That's your new toy.
Huh? It's my new toy. I'm very excited about it.
All right. Now, the estimated value of this scan is $500.
Yep.
A bioresonance scan.
That's right.
All right. How do they win this?
Well, show up. Sign in, and we're going to do a raffle at the end of the day, and we'll announce the winner next week.
And then we'll do the scan in front of everybody on this.
That's going to be up to the individual. I don't want to put anyone on the spot.
I want to see. Besides that, okay, you have a huge TV set here.
Yeah.
I'm sure that has to do with some sort of, it's great for football.
It will be wonderful for football, but, yeah.
What is this thing, the power plate?
It's power plate. What we got it for is to improve people's lymphatic system. I think I talked about that with a Hydra product. So as we age, or if we get injured or damaged, being able to improve how the lymphatic system flows, how the lymphatic system works, is how we are able to repair ourselves that much faster. And so just standing on the power plate for 30 seconds to a minute drastically improves your lymphatic system, how the fluids through the lymphatic system flow more efficiently. And just by standing on there for 30 seconds to a minute can improve your lymphatic function by 100%.
How does it do that?
By vibration. Massive vibration. And specific frequencies.
And, okay, so people, when they come in the store, can try that out?
It could. Okay. So there's lots of options, lots of things to experiment with.
All right. So would it make you feel better? I mean, if it's vibration,
a lot of people feel better after they go on it for a little bit.
I've seen this before. It was like at a health club or something, but it was like special.
You know? Yeah,
it
was, it's very special.
I haven't seen it since. For the shoppers, for those online at the website, we have a great sale, but also is the sale here too?
Yep.
All right. What is the sale?
Buy two and get one free. Buy two of anything and get one free. All individual ingredients, all individual products, that bundles are not included in that. So we have a lot of stock available right now. If people can't make it in, that's okay. The same deal goes for online. So just buy two products. There's no special code needed for those who buy remotely. And just buy two of any one product and we'll ship three for free.
You have a new Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, yeah. Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. We've been putting a lot of information on there.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break and be back with Derek. I want to hear about the latest testimonials and what people are saying. And there are people, you got all the products on shelves here, and they're just checking them out, reading ingredients, and you got placards here that describe each one. Very well done.
Thanks, John.
Very well done. Looks great. 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Put it in your phone and meet us here at Suite 450 at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com, if you can't make it out here. And the sale is there, too. Buy two, get one free of anything except for the bundles. We'll be back in just a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Just checking out the T-shirt that Ron brought me that says, what happens in Reno, only we know. And it's got the emblem of the Reno Arch. Can you just... Oh, he's going to take a picture of us talking about him. that somehow doesn't sound like that works, but anyway, you can put the Reno Arch on anything and not have to pay anybody for it, right? Because it's like public property, right?
Yes,
so it has the Reno Arch there, biggest little city in the world. Do you know what our slogan was back in the 60s? Reno was the neon Babylon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because neon was so new and special, and in the early 60s, we were larger than Las Vegas. We had a bigger tourism trade, gaming-wise. There you go. Okay. Derek just ran off because he's dealing with the people who came in here. I've never had so many people come and see me. Finally, I have listeners. Take care, Ron. All right, Derek. Sorry to take you away from all the people that are here. This is such a great layout, great artwork, great design. That must be the other half who does that part, right?
Absolutely.
So the lab is here?
We build all the formulas here. We have started outsourcing the manufacturing aspects because we just can't keep up with production. My hope is by the end of this year, we're doing all the manufacturing here.
But you do your testing?
We do all of our testing. We do all of our research and development here.
And Kathy, your fiance?
Yes.
Okay. She said that you go back there and disappear.
I disappear for hours and hours and hours.
That sounds just like you. All right, latest testimonials. What are people saying? What products?
We had, I've been hoping for something like this, so I'm really excited about it. We had someone come in this week who has had severe sciatica. They've been on 400 milligrams of gabapentin 3 days a week.
That's the worst.
And so she started taking Nerve Revive, and she has been taking it for a couple months, and she was able to stop taking the gabapentin. Because the Nerve Revive rebuilt her.
You can't sleep if you have sciatica.
Yeah, if you're in that much pain, nothing's going to enable you to sleep.
She didn't take anything else?
That's all she told me.
All right, what product again?
Nerve Revive.
Oh, Nerve Revive.
Yeah, so that was fascinating to me. I believe that was possible, but she's the first person who actually communicated to me that that's what it's doing. So I was thrilled.
Is Nerve Revive on the shelf here?
Yeah, we've got lots of it in stock.
All right, you have... Oh, you have more products in this, though.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like you have 40 different products on display.
About. There's a lot of different.
But you have more than that, right?
We have a lot more than that.
Okay, so are these what, the best sellers?
These are mostly the best sellers. This is, we have all the standards. We have Restore, Dopexil, J147, Neurogenesis, Nerve Revive. We have some Intercell, some Astaxanthin. Dragon's Blood's already gone. Miracle Liver.
Shilajit.
Shilajit, we have one package of that left. We have some of the sleep formulas available. We have Turbo Blue. We have some Hydra Cell Repair. We've got a few.
What about your incredible skin lotion?
Well, I didn't have time for that one.
Yeah, that's good.
I love that stuff.
Oh, I do too. And I have all these pricey lotions, but once I started using yours, I'm serious. I got to get some more.
Anyway, my skin actually looks better now than it did when I was in my 30s.
Yeah, my skin looks great too. It feels great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Love it.
Another testimonial. Besides a Nerve Revive.
Yeah, we had someone come in yesterday, actually. She's a good friend of mine. She has her spine starting to compress, so she's also dealing with a lot of nerve pain. And she uses decompression table. And so she's been taking Hydra for a few weeks now, and when she does the decompression table, she feels like her spine is staying erect longer. And so what I've hoped for is by taking Hydra, we can actually rebuild the fluid dynamics within the spinal column. And so if we can get enough fluid in the spinal column, then we can actually maintain spinal structure so it'll stop collapsing on itself. And she's communicated to me that I think it's working. She's in less nerve pain, and the more she does it, the more Hydra she consumes, the better her spine is, less pain she's in.
Is this the first day you opened this location?
Yep.
I mean, this is so new that the signs came out of the copying machine.
This morning, laying live.
You do have plans. I mean, they're taped to the
they're taped to the window.
Yeah. Yeah, plans for a sign?
Yeah, we actually have them ordered. They just haven't shown up yet.
Okay, what is that logo? What is that image supposed to be?
That's
your trademark, right?
Mine's just the genetic code with just a swirling, swirling genetic thing imaging. That's technical terms.
That's the most fun genetic code drawing I've ever seen. It's really. I'm glad you have coffee here. So you're pro coffee, even though you are into so many natural things here.
I like the taste of it.
And yeah, that's good. And so that's it, folks.
It's just one of those things that, that if I don't have a cup of coffee in the morning, then I just feel off. I feel like I forgot something.
Now you share space with your fiance's business.
Yep. She does amazing work. She does a lot of joint therapy, she's able to reduce a lot of people's pain from joint issues. She works on moving the fascia, moving the lymphatic system, improving the lymphatic flow. She can improve microcirculation. If we have a lot of wounds, a lot of injuries, microcirculation is a lot of the reasons why wounds don't heal properly, why inflammation stays inflamed. And so just improving microcirculation enables ones to get back on their feet that much faster.
You two are like warriors against pain.
We like to see ourselves as we can attack the entire system from brain to toes, mm-hmm. and be able to rebuild the entire structure.
You know, I don't know what the perfect combination of your products is.
There isn't one.
There isn't one. But they bring back youth.
It does.
That's the sensation I feel.
We actually get a lot of feedback from that. Like Ron told me that before he spoke with you, that his mind feels fantastic.
Yeah.
And so we just like to be able to provide options. We like to be able to improve people's brain function.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you again later.
Sounds
all right,
great,
folks,
John. Thank you.
We're here till noon. The store is open all day. We are right now. Stop by for the $500 raffle scan. 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. Back shortly. Fox News next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time 9:58.